This is Akashvani, the news read by Navneet Singh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke to US President Joe Biden and discussed regional and global issues, including the situation in Ukraine. Mr. Modi received a telephone call from the US President. The Prime Minister conveyed his appreciation for President Biden's deep commitment to the India-US Comprehensive Global Strategic Partnership, which is based on shared values of democracy, rule of law, and strong people-to-people ties. Both leaders reviewed the significant progress in bilateral relations and highlighted that India-US partnership is aimed at benefiting the people of both countries as well as entire humanity. Mr. Modi and President Biden had also had a detailed exchange of views on a number of issues. While discussing the situation in Ukraine, Mr. Modi briefed President Biden on his recent visit to Ukraine. He reiterated India's consistent position in favor of dialogue and diplomacy and expressed full support for early return of peace and stability. The two leaders expressed their shared concern over the situation in Bangladesh. They emphasized restoration of law and order and ensuring safety and security of the minorities, particularly Hindus in Bangladesh. They also reiterated their commitment to further strengthen the cooperation in multilateral fora, including the Quad. The second India-Singapore Ministerial Roundtable Conference was held in Singapore yesterday. Both sides deliberated upon six pillars identified under ISMR, which include digitalization, skill development, sustainability, healthcare and medicine, and advanced manufacturing and connectivity. Union Ministers Nirmala Sitharaman, Dr. S. Jaishankar, Ashwini Vaishnav, and Piyush Goyal attended the meeting. The delegation from Singapore was led by Deputy Prime Minister of Singapore, Gan Kim Yong. During the meeting, the leaders emphasized on ways of further enhancing cooperation between India and Singapore in emerging and futuristic areas. The leaders also discussed plans for commemorating the 60th anniversary of diplomatic relations between the two countries alongside regional and global cooperation, including ASEAN and G20 developments. They noted that the discussions during the first round of ISMR have resulted in successful conclusion of MOUs on healthcare, education, skill development, digital cooperation, and semiconductor ecosystem cooperation. The central government has decided to create five new districts, Zanskar, Dras, Sham, Nubra, and Changtang, in the Union Territory of Ladakh. The Home Ministry has asked the Ladakh administration to form a committee to assess various aspects related to the formation of new districts, such as headquarters, boundaries, structure, creation of posts, and any other aspect related to the formation of districts. The ministry has also asked them to submit the report within 3 months. The first meeting of the National Task Force formed by the Supreme Court to make recommendations for safety, security, and working conditions of medical professionals is scheduled to be held today. Sources said the meeting will be held in New Delhi. The meeting will be chaired by Union Cabinet Secretary. The members of the task force include Union Home Secretary, Chairperson, National Medical Commission, Surgeon Vice Admiral R. Sareen, Director Ames, Dr. M. Srinivas, and former Professor at the Department of Neurology, Ames, Dr. Padma Srivastava. In Chhattisgarh, 25 Maoists surrendered in Bijapur district yesterday. They surrendered before the district superintendent of police and DIG of CRPF. The superintendent of police said the surrendered Maoists have been provided an amount of 25,000 each under the rehabilitation policy of the Chhattisgarh government. Shri Krishna Janmashtami is being celebrated with fervor and gaiety in the whole country. In Uttar Pradesh, temples and houses in the entire Braj region have been decorated with colorful tablu. The US Open Tennis Tournament 2024 began in New York. Sumit Nangal will face Dutch player Talon Griekspoor in the first round of men's singles today morning. And with that, we end this news bulletin.